Welcome to Life as a Visual Storyteller. This is episode 4. It is the 4th of July, 2015. One of the reasons I decided that I was going to podcast on a daily basis was to be honest about the life of a creative. Because if you go online, certainly when I go online and I check out social media feeds, all I see are creatives who are fabulous at what they do, have the most amazing clients, have the most amazing lives, and everything is just brilliant. It's just they live in this world of perfection and glory and magnificence. And that's not my world. My world is different. My world is difficult. And my world is hard. And my world is full of overcoming challenges on a daily basis, and struggles, and money problems. And none of this seems to be something that anybody else has. It's just me. When I go on social media, I just seem to be the only one who has these problems, because I look at other feeds and everything is just fabulous. So my life isn't fabulous. Parts of it are fabulous, but my creative business is far from fabulous, I'll be honest with you. It is a struggle. Being in business as a creative is, for me, and I should emphasize that, for me, is a struggle. I do not find it easy. I do not find business easy. I do not find making money using my creative talents easy. Possibly because my creative talents aren't good enough to make money from. But I'm going to step over that. I'm going to not engage with that thought at all, because I don't believe it to be true. Nevertheless, it is tough being in business. And what I've noticed is one of my coping mechanisms, to be frank with you, is to delay doing work. And a good example is maybe today it's Saturday, so I wouldn't expect to do too much work on a Saturday, but I spent the day cleaning the office and tidying a little studio space that I had and bringing order to my world. And in my mind, I'm telling myself, but this is good because I'm creating a space in which it is pleasant to work. And I will do my best work in a place that I enjoy being. And I can't actually deny the logic of that. That makes complete sense to me. But there's a teeny, weeny, weeny, weeny little bit of me that's listening to that going, yeah, that's nonsense. Because what's going to put food on the table is actually doing the work. Creating a fantastic work environment is almost secondary. So I wonder about myself. Am I expending too much energy trying to create the perfect space and keeping the space in order? I don't know. On the other hand, if my workspace is cluttered and I feel claustrophobic and things are a mess, then I don't feel great, and that doesn't inspire me to do my best work either. I'm just curious, what's it like for you? What's your workspace like? Is your workspace neat and ordered? Or do you not give a fig? You getting the work done, and if it's messy and if it's a complete shambles, it doesn't matter to you whatsoever. Not a jot. I don't know. For me, I have to have a sense of almost serenity, external peace, inner peace, whatever you might want to call it. But does it get in the way of actually doing work? Maybe. And maybe that's a hurdle for me to tackle these challenges that I face in the business. On the other hand, you could also say I've now no more excuses. I can't go out and say, well, I can't do any work. I have to clean the office. I have to tidy things. I've got a long list of things I need to do before I can do my best work. Well, that excuse is gone now. There is nothing left here for me to do in the workspace that I have that will prevent me from actually doing the work. So come Monday, I'd better start doing the work. Anyway, thanks for listening. Let me know what it's like for you. Let me know how you procrastinate, or maybe overcome procrastination, or maybe you don't. Maybe you're one of these amazing people that I keep bumping into in social media. Anyway, let me know. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Ah, good. You're here. We were waiting for you. We didn't want to get started without you. The health and fitness bit of the podcast. Today is a rest day for me in terms of exercise. And I got me wondering, why do we need rest days in terms of our exercise? Why can't we just exercise every day? Now, certainly I've started to feel that, you know, I'm pushing 50. My body does take a little bit more time to recover from the runs and the swimming and the exercise. So having rest days is good. Now, it also turns out that we need rest days anyway, because certainly when you're running, and running is a high impact, words fail me. What's going on here? My brain stopped. activity is the word I was looking for. And my brain just completely closed off. I can't think of any words that will fit the end of this sentence. Nothing comes to mind that will help you finish this sentence, is basically what my brain said. Anyway, running is a high impact activity, and it can create stresses on the bones, and it can create stresses on your muscles and in your ligaments and your tendons and you name it. So the body does need a little bit of time to recover from those endeavors, particularly like I am at the moment. I'm pushing myself hard to get to regular 10 kilometer runs. And once that levels off and I have that plateau, then the body will have time to adapt, and will have adapted, in fact, because I won't be growing my runs so much. We'll settle into a cadence and a rhythm with the running. But I'll still have to have rest days. Now, interestingly enough, one thing I could do on my rest days is swim, because swimming will help with the cardiovascular system, but it will save and spare, if you like, my muscles and my joints in terms of impact. I'm not quite ready yet to run 5 days a week and then have 2 days on which I'm allegedly resting, and I'm doing air quotation marks here, but I'm actually swimming on those days. I actually feel I need an entire day of no exercise whatsoever. But I did look into it. I was quite curious, and loads of reputable sources online, they all recommend rest. And it's all part of this. Stress is in a way good, but it has to be balanced with periods of downtime. And when our body is stressed, it grows, it becomes better, it is pushing the envelope of the body, but it can't be stressed all the time. Physically, you can't be pushing yourself all the time. The body is like a bit of elastic in a way, and it needs to go back to its non-stretched state just to recoup and recover. And that's what I found. So today was a rest day. Tomorrow, the opposite. Tomorrow is my big day in the week in terms of exercise. But listen, I'll speak to you tomorrow about that.